I like it, short, sweet, and you get what you expect. Yeah, it's a good game, not worth reading till you have read Ace Academy, since it carries on from it, but you kinda expect that from an after story. They are basically DLC. Though this does have better art, the character sprites and CGs don't look different due to the engine they used in Crystalline, which was a good one. Not many VNs have moving sprites. It's also funny, again not as much as Ace Academy, but it is shorter and centered around one character. I like that they got Liz and Gigeek to do things for this, intentionally being vague. There are some problems, like how it crashed on me early on, but it only happened once, so whatever. The grammatical errors kinda show that they had less time to make this one, meaning it after Crystalline they really started working on it. Again, it's not a standalone story, there are things you won't know or understand if you didn't play the first. Also, why are a lot of the choices, especially at the start, kinda lewd-leaning? I don't mind have some in the game, as they can be funny when appropriate, but just seems a bit weird to me. That brings me to my biggest criticism. Consent, it's important, and it seems Pixel Fate still hasn't quite got that down. Don't slap someone's arse without their consent, just don't. If you want to do something like that, ask first. Times change, and these days getting consent is a lot more important. I don't begrudge you for not knowing, and I don't really care how she reacts in the game to this choice, since I never picked it and never will. I just feel like I have to point it out, is all. I'd like to help you understand maybe why Crystalline failed for me, and maybe give you an idea of how someone can do better. I didn't like the main girl, I don't even remember her name and have interest in Googling it, which tells you I was bored by her and that she left very little of an impression. All I remember is that she is a strong, independent girl with a good sense of justice, I think, even that I'm not sure of. Compare that with the fact I can say a lot more about Kaori, and since they made this game, it all means a lot of other people must like her too. Pixel Fade themselves do, or another reason I couldn't possibly know. I think it's because, unlike the main girl, Kaori starts off being a basic cliche at tsundere, but as you play the game she becomes more complex, like having a reason for being a tsundere rather than being one just cause. While the main girl is just kind of bland, the parts you do learn about her past and family don't explain how she became what she is today, or if they do, I couldn't tell. Take Doki Doki Literature Club for instance. Saori starts as your kinda ditzy childhood friend character, but then you learn that thing and everything comes together at once you realize the true reason why she does what she does. There has to be some sort of change or growth, either in the character themselves or in what we as the player know about that character, but at the end of the day that is just my opinion.